On October 1st, 1958, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration began operations.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
In 1955, both the United States and the Soviet Union pledged to put an artificial satellite in orbit as part of the International Geophysical Year. This multinational endeavor to study Earth and its environment was planned to run from July 1957 to December 1958. In October 1957, the Soviet Union successfully launched Sputnik into orbit, ushering in the space age and kicking off the space race between the two countries. A committee appointed by President Eisenhower recommended the creation of a new U.S. civilian space agency built around the existing National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. 1 year later, T. Keith Glennon became the first administrator of an agency that soon established America's dominance in space. Now, the United States is preparing to go back to the moon and stay, and what we learn through the Artemis program will get us to Mars. The second space race, this time with China, is on, and NASA is committed to making sure the U.S. leads the world in space for the benefit of all. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.